This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
Folks, you know that whenever we have the opportunity once a month to speak with our good friend, the Reverend Mark Thompson and host of Make It Plain, I am overjoyed. And by the comments that I get from all of you about Mark's feedback and analytics, I know that you all look forward to it as well. It is Election Day, dear friends, which we talk about as the final day to vote, but not the day that you should be tapping in. And so, Mark, before we dig into where we are in our democracy and what is going to be needed moving forward, I just want to take your temperature and see, you know, how are you feeling on this day, and how have you been feeling with regard to where we find ourselves right now?
Well, always good when our shows can join together, Danielle, and it's a pleasure always to be with you. I'm a little nervous, but optimistic, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I think the mood on our side is motivated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know whether that'll compensate for all the little tricks they may have planned or anything else. What I am kind of riled up about is how the mainstream media
mm-hmm.
has been reporting that Republicans are surging or doing
mm-hmm.
better.
Mm-hmm.
And those are some outlier polls that are saying that. That's not necessarily true. That is discouraging. It shouldn't be. But at times that's discouraging to those of us who haven't tapped in yet, to use your phraseology. And it's very, very disappointing to me that that's happening. I mean, even Joy Reid has talked about it. You know, why are you all pushing this narrative of impending or imminent loss on the part of the Democrats? That's not clear. That's not something that is guaranteed. You know, I also, it strikes me as quite conspicuous that a major network would be forced to cancel a Black woman show, a show that would have most likely mobilized even more people to the polls on the weekend before the election. We're talking about Tiffany Cross.
Yep.
And I'm also at a loss to understand how another network
mm-hmm.
can bring that kind of pressure to bear on another network, because that's mm-hmm. where that's coming from. It came from the outside. It's Tucker Carlson, it's Fox. And they targeted her because she was pushing back against Tucker Carlson and others. I pray that they don't come for Joy. Well, they've always come for Joy, but I pray that the powers that be won't succumb and get rid of her. But be that as it may, that stands out. So when you said, you know, when we talk about Twitter, what's happening on social media is appalling. Twitter probably needs to die.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Yep.
And it probably will.
Yep.
But I don't think a lot of us contemplated what would be the consequences if we no longer had their social media, because we wanted to build our own.
Yes. Yeah.
Which, I mean, we're trying to do something with fan base. I get that. But, you know, we all still want to be over with others, with the white social media companies, because, you know, to us, that ice is cold. That's a whole nother conversation. So it's a lot going on. I do think and I don't support Kanye at all.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye is not a loss to me. We should have been done with Kanye when he said slavery was a choice, and then he said White Lives Matter, and then he's saying George Floyd wasn't really killed by the police. There's that, the piece with Kyrie, which is hitting folk differently.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Kyrie probably should have vetted that movie a little bit more closely. There are issues with that movie. It is not false to say, and I've never heard anybody get in trouble for saying the original Hebrews were African. I've never seen a controversy come out of that. But there are other things in the movie. Allegedly, there's Holocaust denial and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
You don't need that. You got to vet that stuff. But what that does, though, is in this moment, that's not a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit demoralizing to us, and it's a distraction. So people call me young, especially young people, because they're not used to this. We like Kyrie. I said, well, go vote. Anyway, just you got to compartmentalize. Don't let that distract you, discourage you from voting. So, I mean, these things are taking place. But in spite of that, I think women are showing up in numbers, doing the right thing. Young people are showing up in numbers, doing the right thing. It'd be really great if Stacey could win.
Yeah.
They're saying that's not likely. But again, that's a hit job. See,
right.
Kanye's the real tangible problematic individual, problematic musician or rapper, whatever he is Killer Mike. Because he's down there, you know, having people in Georgia not vote for Stacey. He's running around taking pictures with Brian Kemp. What is that about? You know, and that's Kanye is not necessarily affecting a race right now. This is something today that will be voted upon. So, I mean, all those things are taking place. I may not sound as optimistic, but I still am. I'm still prayerful. I'm still kind of hoping that this country is going to show what it really is. But if it doesn't, if it shows it's going the other way, then we know what we're facing.
You know, I want to talk a bit more, unpack where you're getting your optimism from. Because in all of the things that you have laid out, you know, I agree wholeheartedly with all of them. I believe in the same way that Kanye West, Kyrie Irving in the NBA, and, you know, Herschel Walker, I think that they're all planted distractions for the Black community. I think that what I believe it is Reverend Jamal Bryant who went viral last week, whose video takedown of Herschel Walker I shared on my social media, where he said essentially that the Republicans think very little of us as Black people. They think that we're stupid. They think that we will, as he had said, you know, follow a man with a ball rather than a man with philosophy, right? With a football rather than a man with philosophy. And that's what I think about when I see these kind of white supremacist plants, which is what I will refer to Kanye West, Kyrie Irving, and Herschel Walker as, because they are susceptible, right? And have been led by and have been, you know, what's the word that I'm looking for? Overwhelmed by the welcoming of whiteness, right? That has always been where they have found their power. They believe that being contrarian, makes them somehow free thinkers. But it's funny to me that your thinking aligns with white supremacy, and that's what you think is free thinking. And so, you know, I think that Republicans and the white supremacist party think very little of Black people. And I know that we, you, Mark, and I think very highly of Black people, right? And Black people, I don't believe, will fall for the rope-a-dope. I believe that the, you know, Killer Mikes of them all, again, they find power in aligning themselves with whiteness, you know, and I have no idea why. That is not, you know, that it's not my bag. I don't care to waste time trying to unpack them.
You said the word bag. It's about the bag. That's why
it is. It's about the money and how they can feed themselves rather than being concerned about how their community is being fed or being starved, rather. So I think that, you know, all those things being taken into consideration, though, Mark, you know, what is it in this moment? Because I think that I go to a spiritual place. I go to a prayerful place when I think that, you know, it is always, you know, darkest before the dawn. There is something to the rising of the phoenix through the ashes. There is something of the pushing through of the lotus flower through the mud, right? Like, there is something to those idioms, those examples that are provided throughout history. And so what is grounding, I guess, your hopefulness in this moment? Because I believe that regardless of the outcome of this election, we have forever been changed as a country. And so I'm curious as to how you see your hopefulness and how you see the path forward.
The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, that's faith. So that ain't a lot to go on, but that's just the faith I have. But I also think this, as Dr. King said, you still have to believe in the common decency of humankind. Most people are supposed to be good people and decent people. Looking at the alternative and everything that has happened, you kind of, you really just have to kind of believe folks aren't going to let this go back again. People saw January 6th. People saw the reckoning. People are seeing the idiocy. I shouldn't say that. The tragedy of Herschel Walker, because there's a part of me that feels sorry for Herschel. He's being exploited. He really, Herschel is not well on a number of levels, and he's being exploited. So I hope that people, and see, if our side just does what it's supposed to do, we have more numbers than they do anyway. If two-thirds of us, maybe even half of us, a little over half, just do what we're supposed to do, and not become discouraged or just don't do anything, just kind of blow it off. The problem with our side is, and you and I have talked about this before, if we project we're doing well,
right,
then people on our side say, oh, we good. I don't have to vote. I can skip it because we good. If we say, if it's said we're doing poorly, oh, I'm demoralized, I'm not going. I mean, we come up with a lot of reasons not to do it. And we still have to build the kind of culture whereby voting is second nature. It should be the easiest thing to do. And in some ways it is, versus, you know, being in the struggle 364 other days out of the year, like you and I are. Some people, all they do is go vote. And it's like, it's all you got to do. It's all you're going to do. It's all you want to do. Just do that. Let's get that done. And don't wait and start it today. I hope some of y'all ain't wake up this morning, oh, by the way, I forgot I got to go vote. Please, God, no. So, but I'm hopeful, especially when it comes to women. With this Dobbs decision, I don't see how women can stay home. I don't see how women can vote any other way but the right way. And even young women and young people, because younger men now think, on our side, closer to the way women think, because they want women to be protected. They believe in women being protected and having bodily autonomy. This younger generation of men doesn't seem to be as threatened by that as the older generation. Mm-hmm. So that's where mine comes from. And I just really hope people do it today. There's only one right thing to do. This is the right thing to do. The rest of this it's not just right wing and racist. See, because let me say this. Kanye is not the leader, the world leader, or the world symbol of anti-Semitism.
Right.
That's coming from their side. And you notice, you know, Trump and those people are anti-Semitic, but people don't make as much noise about them. So when you come for a Kanye or somebody, one person, that's low-hanging fruit. Let's hit Trump at the ballot box. Let's hit his ilk at the ballot box. Then you're waging a struggle. Because the people who go and blow up the synagogue, set fire to synagogues, they're coming out of his camp. They ain't coming out of the black camp.
Yep.
Kanye don't have no followers. They ain't coming out of them people. It's coming out of the Trump people. All right? And so vote. The other thing, too, is the sad thing about the whole Kanye piece and anti-Semitism thing, 70% of Jewish people, Jewish voters, and 90% of black voters vote the same way. We don't disagree on nothing. We don't really disagree on nothing. So, you know, there's some people who, you know, have a need to say that the root or the headquarters, the bastion of anti-Semitism these days is in the black community. I was with Tamika Mallory during the Women's March and that whole kerfuffle. And a rabbi said to us one night, asked, why does the African-American community want to send our people back to the ovens? And we were like, who are you talking? There is no black person having a conversation like that anywhere in the world. But somebody has decided to make you believe that so you can divide us. Black folk wake up every morning to fight white people and white supremacy, not specifically Jews. We see white. We don't see. So, you know, but that's a divide piece. Somebody actually said it. It was shocking. And going to tell us the way black people think. I said, ain't nobody blacker than me. And don't nobody know no more black people than me. Never been in a conversation like that. Never, nothing like that has ever happened. But the Trump ilk and who they're connected to, even in Europe, these right-wing European parties, they want to do the oven again. And that's where the war needs to be. So, folks, getting out today, and not only do that, calling people you know, young people you know, driving some folk to the polls in your car. Because this is, and I will say this, it's going to be tight. It's going to be razor thin. So we've got to get as many people out as possible so we can, you know, beat those margins.
Yeah, I think that it's important, one, to recognize that the divisions that we see between marginalized groups is purposeful. It is part of a larger strategy, because if we were to actually come together as a collective, we outnumber, right, the right. And that's what I want, you know, what I believe, Mark, in moving forward. And former Senator Doug Jones said this last week when he was on a cable news show, former senator out of Alabama, who got his seat in Alabama because of Black women in that state who said, we're not putting a pedophile in office to represent us. So what he said is that Democrats' problem is that they want to back candidates as opposed to hype up their ideology and get people, voters, the electorate, to back a movement, right? That it's always about, oh, well, go vote for Fetterman in Pennsylvania. Go vote, against Trump. Go vote for Stacey Abrams in Georgia. It is always about the person as opposed to the long-term policy, and as opposed to the ideology and the values of democracy, right? And Democrats. And so I wanted to get your thoughts on, one, his assertion there, if that is the wrong move that Democrats have been making. And in your mind, Mark, as we turn the page on this midterm, and as of this recording, folks, again, it's election day. We don't know the results and probably will not know until, you know, later in the week. How do you envision us moving forward, right, to rally people around the idea of democracy, right, to stop ceding words like patriotism and freedom to the right, who have totally co-opted it and also twisted it into a different way and meaning?
Well, first of all, on that, I think that's an accurate assessment. You don't hear a lot about ideology. It is true. Some have said in the punditry, the Democrats are playing defense, and they are. You're trying to hold the ball. You're trying to run out the clock. Both the consultant class and the culture mainstream media kind of undermine our ability to make ideological arguments and ideological campaigns. The right wing is kind of taking over that space. And the consultant class says, well, let's let their own ideology beat them. Let's not go ideology for ideology. And I kind of get that. And frankly, it may be on a case by case basis. We looked at the numbers of these midterms, and looking at what Biden did in 2020, if everybody does what they're supposed to do, then everything should be good. So no one wants to say anything. For example, we got H.R. 40, we got 217 votes. Nobody wants to bring that up now. I don't agree with this, but because I'm for reparations and I'm not objective, but I do get it. You don't want to do something, anything, that might risk knocking off or discouraging a couple of hundred voters. Got to get the Black electorate. You got to get the suburban college-educated white women. Those are the ones that are going to be the margin of victory in this. And suburban college-educated white women are tough. So I get that. I don't know when and how we do the ideology, but they're good at the ideology because they have their own exclusive ideological networks. Mm-hmm. We don't. And everybody who said that MSNBC is this the progressive or the liberal equivalent of Fox, Tiffany Cross was fired. Now, or was canceled, wasn't renewed, whatever you want. Well, Jimmy, she was fired. But so that says something. We don't have that. And everyone in this media market is competing for the right-wing audience, which doesn't make sense either, because right-wing audience does not turn off Fox. It does not turn off OAN to go turn on CNN or MSNBC or nothing else. It just doesn't do that. So you're fighting for that audience, and it's not there. Now, the advertisers want some evidence that you're trying so they can put ads on there, and that's what pays your revenue. So the way that system is even set up, it leaves no room for us. So we got to figure out how to build, you know, our own networks and have them be supported by the viewers who watch them, if that's what we want. So I get it. It's hard to do the ideological piece. But, you know, the hope is what the consultants hope. And, you know, I'm not crazy about consultants, but this may be the only play we have right now. If you're defending your seats, let them. What was it that was it Marx or Lenin who said, "Capitalists will be hung by the very rope he sells you." Let them go down.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let them go down. And someone fact checked me on that because I think it was Marx or Lenin. But let them. I'd switch that over for the ideologues. Let them go down on their own ideology. Let them do the crazy stuff. And we look sane on this side. I think that's the strategy. We'll see if it works.
Yeah. So last thoughts, Mark, you know, on democracy. We have been living through a really, I don't even know the word for it anymore, because difficult doesn't sum it up. Trying doesn't begin to make the case. But since 2016,
right.
We have been living through political mayhem, uncertainty, and instability. And what I want people to understand is that voting absolutely 100% matters. But thinking that one election is going to save you is the problem. And so when we are looking at the grand scheme of things, and where I have found myself, Mark, in particular, is talking about, what's the word? Abolitionism. I think about abolitionists and I think about this call, this idea, this grand idea that you're going to end a centuries old, lucrative, right? Process of trading humans, of human trafficking, and that you're going to end this. And somehow, like, you believe that you may not see it, but this is what you're working towards. This is the mind shift that I have been making. Right? That it isn't about, you know, me, and I have to remove my ego from it and what I want to see. It is the fact that what we are building for is a future that we may never see, right? But we're building regardless. And so just your thoughts on democracy, on what we're fighting for, and what began really in 2016 in earnest, is going to be a decades, maybe centuries long project. And I wanted to get your thoughts on where you will find yourself post-election.
Well, if we lose, you'll probably find me in the hospital. I mean, you know, that's going to be... First of all, if we lose,
Folks
like you and me going to have to step it up. I mean, we're going to have to be even more in the fight because we know we're going to be fighting every day. We're going to fight either way. But yeah, you know, we've got to rebuild a movement, really, that is really focused, that is in the streets and is not exclusively dependent, codependent on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, but it always happens. We get to this point, we rushing to get everybody out to vote. And then, you know, tomorrow everybody's exhausted rather than ready to get right back out and get at it again. And I think that's what we have to do. I think we have to understand that this is going to be full-time struggle. Our enemies have not stopped. They mm-hmm. spent 50 years. They never gave mm-hmm. up. It took their time 50 years trying to overturn Roe.
Yep.
And they did it.
Yep.
And they did it. So we've got to get over our movement ADHD that we all have. I'm not saying I defend anybody. I'm saying all of us have that. You know, we got to get to that. Get treated for it and get out here and stay in this fight and not be discouraged. That's what we have to do. And folks, support independent thinkers, talkers, journalists like Danielle and me. I'm not just saying that shamelessly. There are others of us out here.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get the mobilization you need from Twitter anymore.
No.
You've never gotten it from Facebook. Instagram and TikTok are all fun. You know, TikTok maybe for the younger people and me. I mean, I'm on TikTok. I'm as popular as a young person on TikTok.
I'm on TikTok.
I know, but you're not as popular as I am with the young people. I'm often mistaken for a Gen Z.
Oh, often? Is that right? Okay.
Often. Often. So that's what we got to do. And folks, it's Danielle's birthday.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday week. It will be my birthday in a couple of days. Yes, on Thursday.
It's your birthday Thursday. How old you say you were?
Don't you worry about how old I am, sir. I'm old enough.
But you said it earlier. You said it earlier in the show.
I'm old enough to vote. Let me say that.
You said it earlier in the show. I just wanted you to repeat it. What did you say? Yeah. When you opened the show, didn't you say how old you are? What did you say?
I said I'm old enough to vote. And I said, mind your business. That's what I said.
I'm just trying to get you to repeat. Bless her heart. So let's give her our Queen Danielle, whom we all love and adore. Let's give her a happy birthday. And even if you voted, don't check out. Call somebody.
Yes,
call somebody in another state. Matter of fact, I'm going to do this. DailyCoast.com/GOTV. Right now, that's the most comprehensive place to go and see where you can still phone bank from where you are this morning.
Okay.
So if you're sitting around, if you want to just go on that, pick a sheet, make some calls, day of voting calls to get people out.
Yeah.
Because some of these races, literally, we can't be crazy about this, y'all. These are not going to be a big margin. The folks are going to win or lose in some of these places by like 50 votes.
Yep. 100%.
You can make 50 phone calls.
Yes, you can.
DailyCoast.com/GOTV. And I'm just saying that, I mean, I love Daily Coast. I'm just saying it plugged in the other. But off the top of my head, that's the resources where everybody's stuff is up there. Comprehensive. They work real hard on that. Make some calls. If there's not a big contest in your state, every state isn't as contested. Every jurisdiction, you're gonna vote locally too. We can only reform the police locally. We can only reform election boards locally. We can only reform school boards locally. We can only fight back against the Dobbs decision in the state house for now.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, I've been saying that stuff to Danielle sometimes. They act like they, you know, and they, oh, you're so brilliant. I said, not brilliant. That's not brilliant. That's common. What do y'all think about? That's not brilliant. Come on now. It's not that I'm brilliant. It's that we have become so lax. Mm-hmm. And we believe that the only thing to vote for is the president. Where did that come from?
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a cult celebrity. The analogy I'll draw, living in Washington, D.C. for years, people on the D.C. ballot who voted, D.C. voters thought the only thing to vote for was Marion Barrett because he was at the top. He was a mayor. And he was a large personality. Barack Obama, a large personality. So that's the only thing I need to vote for. No. You have to vote for all these other things. And not just the Senate. Not just the House races.
School board, school mosquito political. Board, city council.
The fight in the curricula and the CRT. That's school board. Yep. Gotta vote. The election, the redistricting, state house election boards, and the police, that's city council and mayor. We could reform the police in all these cities. I know it. If we would but vote and organize locally.
Amen. Well, Reverend Mark Thompson, as always, we appreciate you and your voice.
You know, it doesn't make much sense. There ought to be a law against
what?
Anyone who takes offense at a day in your celebration. Happy birthday, Danielle. Happy birthday, Danielle. Happy birthday.
Happy I love the Black extended version.
Birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. National holiday.
Daniel. Thank you. Thank you, friend, so much. And I pray that we see you on the other side of this and, you know, and that all is well-ish is what I will say. Yeah. But that the fight will continue regardless.
Well, if it looks like tonight things are going bad, y'all might want to just put me on suicide watch or something. But yeah, check on me.
I will check on you.
Calling for help. I'm saying right now, check on me, y'all. Check on your boy.
I will check on you. Thank you, friend. Appreciate you.
Wonderful. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.